The Gemara tells us in Tainas and of Lamed Amid Aleph, Betisha B'Av also Likros Batorah. There is a prohibition to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why is it prohibited to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? We have a mitzvah Yigisa Bo Yoma Malayla. There's a mitzvah of learning Talmud Torah every day, morning and evening. And this is the only day on Yom Kippur, there's no issa of learning Torah. Why is there an issa on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av looks similar. In fact, Tisha B'Av is fundamentally different than Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is a universal day of mourning. It's the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur is the happiest day on the Jewish calendar. So the Gemara says, because Tisha B'Av is the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, and what happens when you learn Torah? Pekudei Hashem Yisharem Misam Chelev. In the Pasuk from the Kapitel Tehillim, your test that brings joy when learned. So therefore, since it's the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, one cannot learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. It means you can't learn any Torah. So no, so that's what they explain. That yes, you could learn Devarim Harayim. You could read from Sefer Eov, Echo we read from, and also the Devarim Haram and Yirmiyahu, etc. Because since the assumption is that you're learning about very sad things, so therefore it's okay. And Hagos Maimon as well points out not only that, but you could learn Hilchas Avelis. You could learn about the laws of Avelis. Since as Rav Soloveitchik always explains that the 3 weeks have a status of Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days have a status of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av has a status of Shiva, so therefore whatever a Shiva, so clearly a Avel could learn the laws of Avelis. And as well, the Levush says as well, we could learn about Churban Habayis, Churban Beis HaMikdash. And of course, as the Mefarshim point out as well, that one could learn Hilchas Tisha B'Av. You have to know what to do. What's permitted, what's prohibited, when am I allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, all the whatever the Purim halachas are. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out as well, we know that the issue of Talmud Torah is Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chayileis. You're telling me when I learn the sad parts of Torah, I don't get any joy? So, we assume you do get some joy. And that's why I'm about to your mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. But since it's a day of Avelah, it's like an Avel, so the distress you get by reading about the terrible tragedies, the Churban, therefore that's why it's Mutter. So it's kind of like, when the Gemara talks about the different days of the year, one says Hallel, and when they don't say Hallel, so the 18 days of the year, so the Gemara adds, and the Gemara gives different criteria. So one of the questions the Gemara has, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah seems to fit the bill, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's a Moed. It has its own carbon, and it's Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. So why don't we say Hallel? How come an Agomer is a Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So Gemara says it's not a day of Simcha Yisera. As the Rambam points out, there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So similarly here, similar Dimyon, that you can't be overly joyous. That's why it's a further discussion, and you're allowed to learn Be'ian on Tisha B'Av, because am I just allowed to learn the laws, or could I go into the Shtickle Torah? So those who would argue you can't go into the Be'ian because it's too much Simcha. However, I guess it depends what the other option is. You know, some say it might be better to learn, and you know, and that's just the way you have Havana, so then perhaps it is okay. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, they quote from the Rambam, that what about different parts of our tefillah? We say karbanos in the morning, Psukei de Zimra, they're from Tehillim, Shmas from the Torah. Are you permitted to say Tevilas that come from the Tanakh? So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, right, yes, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? P'kudei Hashem, Yisharim, Isamchei Lev. So the explain is because if you're saying, that is another famous discussion, if I'm learning Torah with Torah's Tefillah, as we'll get to Kriya Shema in a second, is that considered Talmud Torah or is that considered Tefillah? So the heter we have to say these things on Tisha B'Av, since we're saying it with Torah's Tefillah, so it falls under Davening and not the Isser of Talmud Torah. That's why the Mishnah Brura and other poskim point out that we generally put our tefillin on in the morning. But on Tisha B'Av, there's a machlokas where you wear Tisha B'Av at all on Tisha B'Av. So we do a compromise, we put it on after Mincha. So therefore, then the Gemara tells us elsewhere that it's false testimony, it's not a good thing to be wearing tefillin without saying Shema. So the question is, do you already daven Shema in the morning? So now when you're putting on tefillin in the afternoon, on one hand should I put on Shema? Because that usually goes together with the tefillin based on the Gemara. Does anyone know? Shema is Talmud Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Brura says, he should not say the psukim. If you usually say Kadesh, Vayaki, Vayacha, and also, since Shema is not part of the Mincha Tefillah, it's part of Shacharis, it wouldn't fall under like davening, it'd be considered like learning Torah, and therefore it's forbidden. Other poskim, the Shari Tshuva and others discuss, they say one is permitted to read Shema, even though it's not the normal time, but the only reason you're doing Shema is how it's the din of, is how it's Tefillah, how it's Tefillin, not because. So therefore, Yesh V'Yesh are different minhagim on Tisha B'Av at Mincha, do we say Shema or not? So that's what that's the Braisa. The Gemara tells us on Tisha B'Av, it's us that learn Torah, B'kudei Hashem Yisharim B'sam Chaylev. However, Eicha, Eov, parts of Yirmiyahu, we said that goes to Maimonides, says Hilchas Aveilis. The Gavush Etz Kurman Beis Hamikdash. There's other poskim, you know, Divrei Musar and Hashkafa, things that are Ma'oriyu, the Tshuva, as well one can learn. And the Aruch HaShulchan is the reason why you could learn sad parts, even though there is joy, but kind of like we don't say, yes, I mean, that would be a right not to say it, because we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, because it doesn't want to look like we are celebrating when the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, so we don't say Hallel at all. Here, there's nothing wrong with Torah per se, it's because it brings joy, so if you learn the sad things, it tempers the joy. And then, well, then there's a machlokas among the poskim, Shari Tshuva, Mishnah Berurah, others. When do you say Shema, with your tefillin or mincha? Is that classified in the Talmud Torah or tefillah? But we all agree that in our classical morning davening of Karbanos, Psuge de Zimra, and Shema, you're saying it b'toras Kriya Shema, b'toras Tefillah, and therefore it would be permitted.